Who are you?
The data bank system. We are a collective.
So you're fifth dimensional?
Yes.
Can I talk to you a little bit about fifth dimension?
Yes.
So you don't identify yourself as an individual?
We are not individuals, we are collectives.
So you're not even individuals. How many in your collective?
36 million.
36 million?
Yes.
So are you on a world?
Our destination is Progress.
Progress?
Yes, it's a world.
So I can't imagine how that size of a being can function day to day.
Oh, easily. Because we are all over our world, Progress.
Progress.
Progress, yes.
So you're almost like a god of that world.
In a way, we get things done.
So there's lower dimensional beings on that world?
Yes.
Do they pray to your collective?
No, but we make things visible. We make things good for them. So everybody gets along.
Can people in that world go into meditative states to contact your collective, to become part of it?
Yes. Now you're getting it.
And what's their experience like when they do that?
Assimilation.
Assimilation. That could also be described as oneness?
Oneness, correct.
Oneness.
Correct. We assimilate.
But because they're still lower dimensional, they come back out of it. They go back to their normal lives.
Not when they assimilate.
Oh, so it's possible for them to actually ascend up to your level.
Correct.
Now, are they third dimensional or fourth dimensional?
Fourth.
Okay, so it's much closer for them. Do you have any third dimensional beings there?
Yes.
When they contact your realm, do they come back out of it or do they stay there?
Well, they live there, but then they can visit us in the collectives.
See, I have friends here on Earth who go into meditative states who describe an experience like what you're describing of oneness, of non-duality. So it's the same thing here on Earth. There's a collective here that they can become part of.
We are much higher.
So you have a different fifth dimensional collectives associated with different worlds?
Yes.
So the number in your collective, they used to be fourth dimensional beings and...
Fourth and third.
Third.
We assimilate them, so they stay assimilated with us.
And what's their experience like once they do that?
Oneness.
Oneness.
Complete understanding of millions of breath at one time.
All knowledge.
Yes.
What's their experience of time like?
Time, no time.
So you don't have an experience of time?
Correct.
Can you experience different times just by wanting to?
Yes.
So you have no reference. It's just. How about you have no sense of space on your world, do you? Because you're all encompassing, correct?
Correct.
See, I'm learning a lot from you about this.
Very good. Do you find it fascinating?
Yes, because here on Earth, there's many people who go into trance states and they feel when they enter this collective that they're becoming one with the entire universe.
Mm.
What would you say to them?
I would say no.
Is it possible to become one with the entire universe?
From them?
For even you.
Not with the entire universe, no.
Just your small section of it.
Correct. We assimilate, we're assimilating pockets of the universe.
Could you assimilate the Earth Collective?
Yes.
And does that happen where you have multiple systems assimilated into one massive collective?
No, because you're too war-torn, you're too agile, so we cannot assimilate that into our prognosis. We would be at war with each other instead of at peace.
So you couldn't just assimilate the upper tier?
No.
You would assimilate the whole All the dimensions, all the lower dimensions also.
Correct. Oh, my sergeant doesn't want us to talk. He says I'm giving you too much information.
Well,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.